You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show where all of the hosts have been turned into baby versions of themselves because it's more marketable that way. Hello everyone. I'm Cody.
Goo goo gaga, I'm Sam.
And I'm Samantha, and I'm a full grown adult.
Oh, we have a great show for you this week. A lot of talk of Super Bowl commercials and movie trailers and whatnot. But first, let's talk about some things we have been checking out this week.
I need a change.
Oh, we got to stop for a second.
Okay,
we're back.
I'm fresh.
Yeah, you're fresh. Okay. Well, I could go ahead and do mine real quick. I think we're actually going to be pretty light on check them out. So I actually have quite a bit of news this week. But the one thing I did, I can't remember if I talked about the first Captain America movie starring Reb Brown last week. I think I may have. Last week's episode was kind of a blur, to be honest. I was very sleepy, pulling back the curtain a little bit.
I remember talking about it.
Yes.
I don't know if it was into microphones or not.
Yes, that is about where I'm at as well. But this week, I watched the sequel called Captain America 2, Death Too Soon.
Wow. Sounds intense.
Yeah.
I can assure you it was not. No, this movie was against... had a lot of the same cast as the first one, which is always nice. As it turns out, both this movie and the sequel were two failed pilots for a TV series kind of in the same vein as The Incredible Hulk. And this film was about Captain America going to this small farming town that was being menaced by the diabolical Miguel and his rapid age formula. You know, Captain America's classic villain, Miguel. But what's interesting about it is Miguel is played by Christopher Lee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So he was sufficiently menacing.
Yeah.
The movie was a whole lot of just goofy nothing. It was a lot of, well, it was a lot of Reb Brown getting beaten up by townspeople with baseball bats and then turning into Captain America. And you know how in old movies they would, instead of someone jumping super high and using like special effects to do it, in this, they had him jump backwards off of a high place and then ran the film backwards. So it's a lot of Dolomite style special effects.
Let's see that again.
Yeah. You don't believe I did that stunt. It was goofy. He did throw his shield a couple of times, and it was sufficiently bad.
Is this the one where he has a motorcycle helmet?
Yes, it is the one where he has the motorcycle helmet. I'm really surprised Riff Trax hasn't done one of these two movies.
There's probably a lot of licensing.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Issues.
But otherwise, it would be right up there with. It is a good, bad movie. It is quality cheese.
Yeah.
Yes. And I honestly don't know what else to say about it because there really wasn't a whole lot to it. Captain America did wear the costume a lot, which is nice. And this second film, his costume was closer to the comics incarnation than the first one. The first one was just way off model. And every time he changed, he had to go into his cool 70s van. Because he tooled around in a cool 70s van, and every time he got on his motorcycle to take off, the back doors would blast open, and a whole bunch of smoke would shoot out of the back of the van, and he would come rocketing out on his motorcycle. It was kind of great. Really enjoyable if you get a chance. It's on DVD. Shout Factory put out the 2-pack years ago, and at this point, I got it in a $5 bin years ago, so I imagine it's readily available.
He goes through a lot of money on pyrotechnics for the back of his van.
He does. Well, that's why he has to live in a van.
Down by the river.
Yes. Although the movie does one thing that I really like, and it's something that not a lot of Captain America films really highlights. He's an artist in this. And in the comics, he was an artist.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a little known thing that before he took the super soldier serum and stuff, he was an artist. And there have been some off stories here and there where Cap does art.
He's a sensitive art boy.
Yeah, he was a sensitive art boy turned into a soldier. That was kind of part of the thing. comics don't highlight the artistic side of Captain America often, and I think it should, and this movie does, and it's kind of neat. It's kind of neat to see.
Yeah, that dichotomy is interesting.
Yeah, and I guess there was a little bit of, a tiny, tiny bit of that in Captain America, the first Avenger, the first
that's
one.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. There was one shot of Chris Evans right before the super soldier serum thing in his bunk sketching something, I think.
And that's all you get.
And that's all you get. Well, there's not a whole lot of room in those movies for...
They got to cram a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, but it's neat. It's neat to see more character pieces with these characters. That's not all about punching all the time. I don't know. That's all I did.
Speaking of punching all the time, we've watched a couple episodes of the second half of the second season of OKKO, Let's Be Heroes, which I don't know. We've talked about it on here before. It's a Cartoon Network cartoon about a world full of like superheroes and a kid that works at a bodega.
Yeah. I've watched an episode or two of it. It's difficult not having, well, I mean, I guess I can go online and find it because you guys don't have cable. I was just going to say it's difficult not having cable, but like, it's not difficult having
it on
cable.
Hulu. The reason why we've been watching it is they just recently added the second half of the second season to Hulu. And there's definitely been some fun episodes. They did one that's like a parody of like a Yu-Gi-Oh! Or a Bakugan type of thing.
Oh, nice.
But it's just Jax. It's like called Wacky Jaxies. And like the character designs they do on the characters from the Wacky Jaxies world are ridiculous. They look like a 14-year-old's drawing of anime characters.
Oh, that's
like
great.
Like on purpose. It's hilarious.
That's great. I like how self-aware that show seems to
be. Oh, yeah. It is very. It feels very much like somebody made a show specifically with things I would like in it.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time in my life where I was making a cartoon that was a parody of
all the other
of those anime like that, but it was Checkers.
Yeah.
So it's very much like something I would have thought of.
It also reminds me a little bit of the PlayStation 1 intro to
Uno.
Where it's anime Uno. I love that stupid thing.
There was a really good crossover episode that literally just, it was called Crossover Nexus. And it crosses over with, was it four other Cartoon Network shows? It had Garnet from Steven Universe, Raven from Teen Titans Go, and Ben 10? Was that all?
I don't know.
I think that was all of them.
Okay.
But it was cool to all see them in the same episode like that, especially Garnet. It seemed like more of an excuse to get KO and Garnet
probably
in one room than anything else.
Yeah, probably.
But there was just so many Cartoon Network Easter eggs in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was this new villain called Strike that he's voiced by Michael Dorn.
Oh,
and
nice.
He was summoning Cartoon Network characters into this universe so he could defeat them.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
And he defeated most all of the other ones and just had our four main characters left. So in the background, you'd see like the other heroes turn to stone, and there's like so many like past Cartoon Network characters in the background.
Oh, wow.
And the whole thing takes place in like a ruined Townsville from Powerpuff Girls.
Really? Interesting.
Like, there were so many obscure ones. Weasel from I Am Weasel had a voice line.
Oh, no way.
Because he's Michael Dorn.
Right. Yeah.
And at the end, Ben 10 realizes he can, his little change-o thing, I don't know, I don't watch that show, could turn him into other Cartoon Network characters. And he does this huge punch on the bad guy while he's transforming into, like, Finn and Jake and that CG character Moxie from the first Cartoon Network-produced show ever.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I had completely forgotten about that one.
I forget what that show is, like, Moxie in something else, and he's, like, a CG dog.
Yes.
And he basically just introduced cartoons like Cartoon Planet.
Yeah. Okay, KO, that's the one where Captain Planet was a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's such a shame that it got canceled, too, because it did.
Oh, it did?
And the only reason, apparently, is just like one of the executives just doesn't really care for it.
Oh, that is a shame.
Because its ratings were fine.
They
it
just
was
decided.
Doing fine. They just decided to axe it.
Oh.
Which is so bizarre because it's so ingrained in like Cartoon Network stuff. It's such a big celebration of Cartoon Network things more than any other show. And it's weird that the executives didn't appreciate that, apparently.
That is a shame.
But it was really cool to see like those old characters, like Weasel and I'm blanking on a lot of them. There were so many.
I bet there was a lot of What a Cartoon, the one-off.
Yeah, there was a Hi-Hi Puffy AmiYumi. I forget which one of the two it was.
Really?
But if you remember that show, they were back there.
Wow, no one remembers that show. I think the only people that remember that show are sitting in this room and the animators of that episode.
Oh, Chowder, of course, Robot Jones, High Five Ghosts, Schnitzel from Chowder, and then the girl from Symbionic Titan. Wow.
Whoa, really? So let's go ahead and move into a little bit of news. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, we have a lot of Super Bowl stuff. I think we're going to save that for the second half of the show. There's enough, I think, that we can glean a half hour out of that. So let's talk about some of this other news.
Keep in mind first, though, when we say Super Bowl stuff, we don't mean like any of the sporting events.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
our sports show was 2 weeks ago. We're not talking about that at all. No, so. It's all commercials. So, yeah, pick a topic. Pick a thing.
Well, that's Harley Quinn's going to be in Fortnite, I guess.
Great. Yeah,
I mean, it's not going to get me to play Fortnite, but it's a really good model. They did a really good job making a Margot Robbie Harley Quinn.
They
for
did
Fortnite.
A very nice job of it. Yes. Yeah.
It almost makes me want to play it, but no.
It is interesting that Fortnite is able to kind of cross the branding lines because that they've had Marvel stuff. Now they've had DC stuff.
Yeah, because they had Star Wars.
Yeah.
They didn't get me to play when they put lightsabers in the game. They're not going to get me with Harley Quinn, unfortunately.
But it's cool. It's kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
It's neat that they're able to do this. Do you think the Fortnite train is ever going to slow down?
It already has.
Really?
Do the kids? I don't think the kids still play it all that much.
So what's the new one? Do you know? What do the kids enjoy, Cody?
I think, are they back on Minecraft? Is Minecraft coming back? I feel like Minecraft is coming back.
They might have. It might be back.
I think we might need to call some of my nephews.
Yeah.
Well, let me hook up the phone.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What are the kids playing right now?
That would be so funny, actually.
Yeah, we might have to set that up, actually. Yeah. That might not be a bad idea.
He's hilarious.
Well, speaking of Harley Quinn, I've been hearing that the Birds of Prey movie has been getting a lot of good traction by reviewers and such. That's
a lot of
really awesome.
First impressions have been extremely positive. It sat at like 90 on Rotten Tomatoes for
a
while.
Excellent.
I think it's dipped down to the 80 something, but still really good.
It opened with a 92. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We're all going to have seen it by next week, I think.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I'm going this Saturday for sure. So yeah, I'm excited for it. I can't wait. I actually watched, you guys know about that First We Feast, the Hot Ones thing, right? Where the guy interviews celebrities by also making them eat hot wings.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's,
yeah. That guy. They just released one with Margot Robbie today and I felt so bad for her. She has no tolerance for spicy food.
Oh no.
She was like crying after the third one and I felt bad, but she was a trooper. She made it all the way to the end. And they actually brought in Mary Elizabeth Winstead and the awesome woman who plays Black Canary, whose
Journey Smollett.
Yes.
Belle.
And the Cassandra Cain as well.
Oh, I don't remember
I
her
don't
name.
I don't know her name off the top of my head. But they brought them in for the last one. And Winstead and, of course, Margot Robbie, they were dying. And so was the girl who plays Cassandra Cain. But the one that played Black Canary, Journey Smollett.
Belle.
She took a bite and went, oh, this is fine. It was like while he was talking to the rest of them, she was just sitting there eating all the wings.
That's awesome.
Totally stone-faced, not phased at all. It was kind of rad.
Apparently, she's a real legitimate comics fan.
Yes.
Like when Gail Simone went to the set, she knew who Gail was and was very excited to
see. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. It's great when you have actors who actually care about their roles. They know about it. They really care. And the interview itself was pretty good. The Hot Ones one. I don't like the host. I don't like that guy. he's not entertaining. He's not, he seems like he's just reading things. Ugh. Like he doesn't interact well with other people.
The only reason he's there is because he came up with it.
With like the idea of, yeah. of let's eat some hot wings and ask people dumb questions.
Even though that's like just hot pepper gaming.
It is. That's all it is.
Somebody has to do it though because they stopped doing hot pepper gaming.
They did.
Which is probably for the best because like...
They were kind of destroying themselves a little bit.
Yeah. And like go out while you're on top.
Yeah. That too. Like, yeah.
They did it before it got old.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so moving on to some other stuff, a follow-up to the Knives Out 2 or Knives Out sequel that we reported on about a month ago saying that it might happen. Well, it is now officially happening. There is no other news, but it is happening.
It's official.
It's official, and that's great. I forget, did you guys see Knives Out?
No, we have not.
Oh, you guys, when it is available to rent, I highly, highly recommend it.
It should be any day now.
Yeah,
it feels like.
It's coming up. But yes, definitely don't sleep on it. It's very good. And I can't wait for the sequel. It's going to be great.
I want to find on the internet, somewhere in the dark recesses of some message board, somebody saying that they should get that Knives Out guy to make a Star Wars.
God.
That movie was really good.
Oh.
Because you know somebody said it. Somebody somewhere said it.
Yeah. Oh,
it'd,
yeah.
It'd at least be better than The Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah. Yep. All right. Well, we have a couple of more quick hits before we take the break. Which one do you want to talk about next?
Sam Raimi's in talks to direct Doctor Strange 2 since it recently lost its director.
Yeah, Scott Derrickson left. We reported that a few weeks ago. That's great news. I mean...
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Like, yeah. If you want someone who, one, is a fan or at least is aware of comics, and two, has a background in horror films and also weird visuals,
yeah.
Sam Raimi's kind of your guy.
Yeah, and he's proven he can bring in a big budget superhero movie before.
Yeah.
Three times of varying quality.
Well... If he's doing Doctor Strange, I would actually hope he kind of sways more towards the Darkman type of visuals. Have you seen
no,
Darkman?
I've not seen
okay.
Darkman.
Darkman is a wild trip and there is a lot of weird cuts. It looks like if the guy who did Evil Dead 2 made a superhero movie. So it's a lot of real weird quick zooms and shaky cams and but not like the traditional shaky cam that we get now.
Yeah.
The old school, the one from the 80s that actually looks cool. I would be on board for this.
Oh,
I would
yeah.
be on board for sure.
I think it's a better pick than Spider-Man was for him.
I do too. Yeah. He kind of toned down his directing stylings for the Spider-Man films.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, he would be able to really kind of let loose with something like Doctor Strange. And that's all we have to say about that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's
why
I hope
not?
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So some people are complaining about Animal Crossing, the new one.
Apparently the new Animal Crossing, that's not even out yet.
Yeah.
Nintendo said you can only have one island per Switch console, mm-hmm. and everybody who plays on that console has to share that island. And I guess that rubs people the wrong way.
I don't know if this is hardly even a thing, I think. The whole point of Animal Crossing, there's a cooperative element to the game, or at least there can
yeah,
be.
Yeah, it's about cooperation and communication.
And building a community.
I think that is the gameplay, that there's a gameplay reason why
yes.
that's the way it is.
Yes, so... I don't know. I guess I can see it both ways. I personally don't have an issue with it. If Nintendo were to say, okay, we'll give you the option at the start of the game, but it's going to eat up X amount extra data and just tell you that up front, maybe at that point people can make their own choice whether they want to basically have a separate SD card just
yeah.
for multiple islands or
your
something.
It just feels like you're not playing the game right at that point, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want, like, this self-contained world where everything is exactly how you want it, and there's no interpersonal conflict with somebody else, isn't that kind of more boring than
yes.
otherwise?
Yeah. Plus, I mean, this is more for, like, people who have siblings that are sharing one console. At this point, you're probably communicating what you want to do in your island anyway. So yeah,
and that's the point of the game. Like, leave a, write a letter right on the bulletin board. Like, yes. That's part of what the game is.
Part of the game. That's, yep, that's correct.
Playing it by yourself and doing everything yourself is one way to play it. Like, I don't want to yuck anybody's yum if that's what they're into, but right. Like...
No, I know exactly what you mean. I agree. All right, last thing here before we take the break. There is a Kickstarter for an old Wii U exclusive game from Platinum Games.
That not enough people played, and I didn't play, actually.
I've heard it's excellent, though.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it. It's a wonderful 101.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a Pikmin-esque superhero game by Platinum.
Yeah.
They did a Kickstarter to re-release it on the Switch.
To do a remaster, and yeah, the Switch and other consoles, which is kind of the interesting thing.
Yeah, because it was a Nintendo-published game initially.
Right. And apparently Nintendo has given them the go-ahead, has given them their blessing to port it onto other systems, mainly Steam and PS4. Which is interesting because now the PlayStation 4 is going to have something with Nintendo's name all over it.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll boot up with like a Nintendo logo in there.
It probably will. it probably will.
That is wild.
Yeah, that really, more than anything, I think is the news. That plus the list of Wii U exclusive games is getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
Because they just keep porting things over. I honestly think this is a test case for Platinum, so they can go to Nintendo and say, hey, can you please release Bayonetta 2 so that we can...
They did.
Bayonetta 2 for other systems.
Oh, for other systems. Oh.
Yeah. So that they could do the same, turn around and do the same thing for Bayo 2 and 3.
Because they are re-releasing Bayonetta 1 and Vanquish together in one package.
Mm-hmm.
And I've played the demo to Vanquish. I've never actually played the full game, and I'm kind of excited to play that, because it's cool. I also, the Kickstarter funded in like 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It funded super, super fast.
Exploded, which is weird because nobody played this game initially. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It currently has, 1.5 times the amount of backers currently than copies sold in Japan on the Wii U initially.
That's how bad everyone hated the Wii U.
Yes. Yep.
They really wanted to play this game, but they didn't want to buy the Wii U.
Yeah. Did you see what one of the backer rewards was for it?
To get blocked by Kamiya.
Yeah.
Hideki Kamiya, he's the producer of the game, I think, or the designer or something.
And liberal with his block.
Yeah, you can get blocked by him pretty easy.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like, I wouldn't pay money for it.
At this point, you can get blocked by him by tweeting at him and saying something in English, because he can't speak English, but he chooses not to because he'd rather not, and he just blocks everybody.
A better reward would be pay to be unblocked by him.
Yes, that is that's actually part of it as well.
Oh, you can pay enough to have him unblock you.
Yes.
Can he block you, go right back and block you though?
He probably will. Okay. All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk about some more news, some Super Bowl news stuff.
Sports.
That was the Bears Shuffling Crew singing about the Super Bowl Shuffle.
I'm sorry.
I'm not.
My name is Cody, and I'm here to say I love the Shuffle in a major way.
Wow.
All right.
That saxophone solo.
That was impressive. Yeah, that was good. That was good. All right. So, hey, let's go ahead and get into the second half of the show. We're going to talk about some of the commercials.
The Bears.
And we're going to talk the Bears. Who were not part of the Super Bowl this year. But
were they? I don't know. I don't even. All I know is that the Kansas City Chiefs won.
The Chiefs won and the 49ers lost.
Okay, but that was the other team.
31-20. I do know that. There, sports out of the way.
I didn't even know who the other team was,
yep.
To be completely honest.
Yep, yep. Well, to be honest, I wasn't 100% sure that it was the Chiefs that won. I just knew the 49ers lost. So between the two of us, with our powers combined.
You make one sports.
We make one sports. So, yeah, let's get into some of these commercials. And for about an hour before recording, we sat and rewatched all of these.
Did you say rewatched?
Rewatched or watched.
Because, yeah, it was the first time I'd seen any of them.
So what were some of the standouts for you?
Do we want to do the What's Up Robots right away?
Let's
get it out of the way. Is that the first place we're going to go?
That's the first place we're going to go is What's Up Robots.
It was the best one.
It was equally the best and the worst.
Yeah. It was such a dumb idea.
Yes.
Executed dumbly.
But so perfectly.
But see, yeah.
So perfectly dumb.
But for some reason, I could not stop laughing. I guess because they actually did it, those maniacs.
Yeah, it was good. It that one was clever.
What's up? We gotta do it once.
No.
Get it out of the way. Get it out of our system. So does this mean next year they're going to do a Budweiser frog return?
Oh, God, I hope so. Those frogs need to come back.
Yes. Oh, I remember as a kid, I had a foam Budweiser frog hat. It might still be at my parents' basement somewhere.
Oh, no.
Yes. I need to find that. I think that's a collector's item at this point.
There's the cover art for this episode.
That's
it. You wearing the hat.
Oh, no. The cover's going to be the player playing the saxophone during the Super Bowl shuffle. Let's not get it twisted.
Not Nina Matsumoto's Mr. Peanut eating baby peanut.
Yeah.
Which you might as well talk about.
Let's talk about that one as well. Yes.
Before the Super Bowl, Mr. Peanut died.
Yeah. Yeah. We toyed with the idea of talking about the death of Mr. Peanut last week, but decided against it because it was a very blatant. It just didn't. It wasn't right.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It didn't feel. It felt weird. And like, it still does.
It still does. That whole branding thing was weird.
Yeah, it was just a dumb brand stunt, which is what all of this stuff
really
is. Oh,
it's all it is, yeah.
But like, and then Kobe Bryant died, and then that made it really weird.
Made it weird.
Yeah, and it still kind of makes it weird that...
A little bit.
You know, because the commercial was a funeral for a fictional peanut man.
Yes. And then...
And then the Kool-Aid man shed a single tear into the fresh dirt, and lo and behold, he hath been reborn
as Baby Nut.
As Baby Nut,
Lord and Savior,
our new Lord and Savior, Baby Nut.
I don't care for it.
It's a good. It's a strong design.
Sure,
it's a cute peanut.
Sure, but it is such an obvious cash grab, trying to get off the backs of Baby Yoda and Baby Groot.
Baby Sonic.
Baby Sonic.
Which was also a kind of a grab at that, I feel like.
Baby Gru, which is something we're going to talk about when we get to the movie trailers. That's
also
a thing now.
I don't understand why he made dolphin noises for a minute. Like a solid minute.
Did someone watch C-Lab 2021 right before?
Like, I don't know. There's some dolphin noises on there.
It like makes me wonder if he said something like offensive that they decided to edit out at the last minute.
Maybe
I don't know, like something about
death
that, yeah, that in the light of the Kobe Bryant thing that was kind of weird, so they just threw some dolphin noises over
that.
It
could be that, yeah,
because it wasn't a good joke.
And as soon as the commercial was released, Planters had Baby Nut merchandise ready to go.
Yeah, which
like that second, and that
sucks.
That does suck quite a bit. So I would say that was kind of a fail for me.
Yeah, when everybody's gonna be like in a year be like, why do I have this shirt with a peanut,
with a baby peanut,
baby peanut on it?
Be going to Salvo and finding racks and racks of Baby Nut
merchandise.
Yep. The Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
That was a fun one with Bill Murray. Bill Murray acting as though he really cared to be on film, which is something he hasn't done for a very long time.
Yeah. They must have paid him like a lot of money.
Oh,
he seemed,
just so much
he
money.
He seemed like he was into it. He enjoyed carrying around that tiny that groundhog.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, he was reprising his role as
Phil.
Phil, do they have...
He had a last name.
He had a last name. I don't remember what it was. And, you know, Ned Ryerson's there, and the mayor, who's also his brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian Doyle Murphy.
Brian Doyle Murray, yeah.
Murray. I said Murphy. What the heck?
What the heck?
Bill Murphy. Everybody's favorite comedy man, Bill Murphy.
Everyone's favorite.
From the Groundhog's Day.
Everyone's favorite comedy man, Bill Murphy Brown, wearing those power suits.
From Ghost Smashers.
Oh, we are loopy today.
We really are.
Yeah, gee, many Christmas. All right. Okay. Head down. We got to get through this. So.
<No. laughs> Oh, the Mountain Dew one. The Mountain Dew Zero commercial
Mountain
was
Dew Zero,
so good.
That was very good.
It's just The Shining, but with Bryan Cranston, which already sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
I would watch that movie.
Yeah. I would. Yeah.
I would 100% watch that movie.
Yeah. Same here.
If they remade The Shining with Bryan Cranston, it would be very good.
It would be very good. Although now they can't because everyone's going to go, wait, wasn't he in a Mountain Dew commercial for this?
Because he can do like that creepy, in between funny and creepy.
Yeah.
He can be very menacing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. The Old Town Road Doritos with Lil Nas X and Sam Elliott.
Dancing.
That was pretty.
He's an old man and he's dancing. Yeah. It's like Six Flags.
That definitely. Oh, we should have played Vengabus.
Can we recut the commercial but with Vengabus instead of Old Town Road?
Yeah. There we go.
Old Town Bus.
Old Town Bus. That definitely wasn't Sam Elliott's face CGI pasted onto a skinny man's, younger man's body.
No, it was
doing dance moves.
He was doing those real crazy
moves. He was real, really doing it.
And the mustache roll. That was real.
Well, that really was real, you know. Little known fact, Sam Elliott has full control over his mustache
hairs.
The
prehensile mustache.
Yes, that's it. The Jason Momoa commercial creeps me the heck out.
Oh, it was like a Cronenbergian commercial for mortgage company.
Yeah, where he ripped off his own muscle arms and abs and hair.
Yeah, the conceit was he was coming home after a hard day of being a huge celebrity and taking off his muscles.
His hugeness.
Yeah, it was creepy and weird.
I'm glad it was quick.
Yeah.
It's clever. It was... fine, but yeah.
Mm. Maybe not a good commercial because I don't remember what the company was that it was for.
Yeah. I kind of liked the Little Caesars. I thought that was pretty a little clever. I don't know if you guys cared for it as much as I did. I thought it was fine.
I think Rainn Wilson thinks he's a lot funnier than he really is.
Yeah, that I can agree with you.
Not to be mean. Because, I mean, he's been great in a lot of things.
Yeah, like, what was that podcast? Radio Rental?
Yeah.
He's a host of that, and sometimes he goes off being funny, and it just falls flat.
Mm. Yeah, it's like, it's not working, and you also should have dropped this joke 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
If he's in the right role, he's hilarious, but you can't just... He's not Will Ferrell. Like, you can't just slap him into a screwball comedy and have it work. Like,
yep. And maybe that part of that is because he played Dwight for so long that he is visually, when you see him, you go, oh, yeah, Dwight. He's going to be, he's going to no sell jokes, and that's the joke. But I thought the commercial as a concept was clever. I thought it was fine.
I was more excited about the fact that Little Caesars is going to be delivering than I was the commercial itself.
Oh yeah, you can get your cardboard with ketchup.
Yeah. It's cheap and it's fast. Doesn't have to be good.
It doesn't have to be good.
Sometimes
it's hot and ready.
Yeah. The hot, ready, good, pick two.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to put pizza in you, and you don't want to spend a lot of money on that pizza.
And you better eat it within 15 minutes of getting it, otherwise it will solidify into a round brick. Yeah, day-old Little Caesars is probably the worst thing.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
It just dawned on me. Screw the pizza. Delivery crazy bread.
Yeah, give me that gross bread.
Oh, gross bread.
Oh, it looks disgusting, but it's delicious.
You get it where it's just barely cooked, so it's still a little doughy.
And they're all shaped weird. They got like weird
fingers. Yeah. Weird ghost fingers.
Like, it's gross, but also delicious.
Yes.
I always get it because it's like a dollar.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Of course. What are you going to do? Go to Little Caesars and not get gross crazy bread? You got to have the full experience.
Their Detroit style's pretty good.
Oh, it is. See, I have. If I'm in the mood for Little Caesars, it is not because I am getting quality pizza. It is because I have $8 and I want a full meal. The Walmart spaceship has kind of a follow-up to the famous movie Cars.
Yeah, they did it again.
They did it again, and it was fine. It was cool to see Bill and Ted, or
Bill and Bill.
And that was the CG work they did to de-age Alex Winter was kind of impressive.
Yeah, it was really good.
They did a great job with it.
Arrival was a weird pull.
That was a weird one. Yeah. Yeah.
Because we got all these like pop culture sci-fi hits.
Kind
like,
of comedy.
Yeah. And the Enterprise back there. Mm-hmm. And then they drop in Arrival, which is not.
That is. Yeah.
It's a very hard sci-fi realistic look at like First Contact.
Yeah. But hey, they got to get their grocery done somewhere. You know?
No TARDIS. Couldn't get the TARDIS.
Yeah.
Why can't we have Jodie Whittaker pop out with a little blue bag? Little blue reusable Walmart bag.
Yep, that'd be perfect.
I felt a little horrible accent. Yeah, but I thought better of it.
Probably a good thing you did.
I'm just like, nope.
Speaking of accents, let's talk about some smart cars. Smart car. It parks the car down by the harbor.
It was a Hyundai commercial with a bunch of famous Bostonians saying smart car.
Yeah, that's the joke. And it was basically an SNL sketch, but
like literally they used to do a sketch that was that.
Yeah, the Bostonians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we also had a bit that we did way back in the day.
Reminded us of Boston Jaws.
Yes, Boston Jaws is a shark.
That's a shark. Wow, that's a shock.
That was probably like 200 episodes
probably,
ago.
Yeah. It's been long enough that we can mention it again and have it be funny again. Yeah,
it's a shock in the harbor.
Shock. Well, there's only a couple more of these commercials left before we get into the movie trailers.
Let's not get into that Google one because this is some crap.
Oh, that was the weepy one. That's the crier. Yeah.
Google decided they wanted to be emotionally manipulative this year.
You know, every year there's got to be one. Last year it was the one about the small town factory.
Oh, the blue collar, the look at us appealing to blue collar America real hard.
Yeah.
Like Chevy commercial or something.
That was that one.
Yeah.
This year it's Google helping an old man remind himself of his dead wife.
Our terrifying algorithm can remember things from your past that you don't.
Yeah. Less said about that one, the better.
It's like if you think about it for more than 2 seconds, you're like, oh, that's kind of scary, actually.
Yeah, it's sad and also scary. The Cheeto MC Hammer one, not much to say. Just kind of a thing.
It was kind of weird for them to go, no one wants to touch you after you've used our products.
Get your nasty hands away from me. You've been eating them Cheetos. Them nasty Cheetos. Oh, the Rick and Morty Pringles.
It was okay.
It was fine.
It was quick.
It was very quick.
It was quick and painless.
Yes.
And like your average kind of like the borderline that Rick and Morty hits, it was right there.
It was obvious that they improv'd a lot of it, but maybe not as much as they typically do because it is an ad. But now they're going to have Pickle Rick flavored Pringle chips.
Which they didn't mention in the commercial.
They didn't.
You'd think they would do that, but no.
Hey, Morty, look. I'm a pickle that's also a chip. I'm on a Pringles can, Morty. Morty.
That's what the commercial would have been.
That's what it would have been. Yeah. For all we know, that commercial could be coming.
Yeah.
There's a sequel to it. All right, last commercial that we have before the trailers. So Tide did something kind of interesting, and unfortunately we kind of watched it in probably the least optimal way, where they had Charlie Day and Stevie from Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
It's the name of a show and the last name, so we can say it.
Okay.
It's S-C-H-I-T-T, so we can say it. It's a name.
It was Charlie Day and Stevie Budd, and I wish I knew the actress's actual name, but I don't.
Yeah, but it was for Tide Pods. Charlie Day gets something on his shirt, and he's wandering around trying to figure out when he can go and wash his shirt. Kind of a okay premise, but the joke was he kept showing up in other brands' commercials. So there was a Bud Light commercial with the Bud Knight, and all of a sudden Charlie Day shows up saying if it's cool if he could wash his shirt. And then I
kind of like the Bud Knight.
I don't know
what it is about the Bud Knight, but I kind of like.
He is two giant horns away from being Shovel Knight.
That's true.
But yeah, he was in that. He was in a Masked Singer commercial.
I can't for the life of me understand the appeal of that show.
But people like it.
Yeah.
People like it.
I saw a picture on Twitter that was the cast of Yo Gabba Gabba,
mm-hmm.
and it said just said The Masked Singer.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, basically.
It's like, okay, they sung good, and you don't know who they are. So?
Yeah.
Once again, here I am trying to yuck someone's yum after I said I didn't want to do that with Animal Crossing.
Yeah, it's, you know, it appeals to people. It appeals to some people, so that's fine. All right, let's talk about some movie trailers. So Black Widow first, another look at Black Widow.
Nothing new in it, I don't think.
Yeah, we were talking before that we should be more excited for this than we are.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I mean, I plan on going to see it.
Oh, I will too.
I will probably see it opening night if I can, you know.
Opening weekend here, opening, sure.
Yeah, at least weekend.
Yeah.
But like, it's so late. It's just too late.
It takes some of the bite out of the character when you know where she's going to end up.
Yeah, when you know she's already dead. We've talked about that she's dead, right?
Yeah, it's been long enough. You know what?
She's dead.
Avengers Endgame is on Disney Plus now. You can go watch it. She died in the movie.
It was bullcrap. She shouldn't have died.
I agree. Should have been Hawkeye.
Yeah.
But we did get a shot of the Taskmaster with a cap shield. Which is something we haven't seen yet. I'm excited that they're leaning into that area of his character as well. I don't know. I'm interested in it, but not super pumped like I have been.
Yeah, and it's been a while since a Marvel movie, too. You'd think we'd be pumped, but
yeah.
And
it's not like it's a situation where, oh, so it's Endgame. We can't match that, so the excitement's not there. Because I was excited for Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I was stoked for Spider-Man. I'm not feeling it for this one. Do you think part of it is it's Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
And she's...
We've kind of reached peak Scarlett Johansson about 2 years ago.
Just about. Yeah, just about. But I don't know. Now, one I am excited for and...
Well, I was going to say, I'm more excited to see Birds of Prey this weekend
than
I am Black Widow.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. Yeah. Keeping on with the Marvel stuff, there was a quick trailer for the Disney Plus shows, Falcon and Winter Soldier, WandaVision and Loki.
The WandaVision stuff was the best out of it.
Absolutely.
I'm excited.
Yeah, yes. It was weird and it was cool. She was popping through different sitcoms.
Different, yeah, yeah. There's a Dick Van Dyke style. There's a Roseanne style. Yeah.
And she was in her original costume for a hot second.
A hot second, yes. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm a little concerned, just a very slightly concerned, that they're going to lean too heavily into Wanda's mental illness. And they're going
like,
to have
to... In kind of a not cool way.
Because they're going to have to really, really, really tiptoe around some of that stuff. Because in the comics, I mean,
old comics.
Her mental breaks and mental illness didn't really come to light seriously until House of M, which was about 10 years ago. So it's a relatively new concept. And it has not been handled well for the majority of it.
I mean, mental health awareness is a relatively recent thing.
Yes. But they're really going to have to... I trust the writers on WandaVision, but they're going to have to watch themselves a little bit if they don't want to catch a load of flack.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other two look good, too. There wasn't really anything for Loki other than Loki saying, I'm evil again.
I'm a bad boy.
Yep. Remember all that character growth from all the movies I was in? Gone.
That's out the window.
I'm going to go do things. Did we talk about Owen Wilson has been signed on Loki series? Yeah, he's going to be in the Loki series.
That's wild.
Yeah. I actually have a theory about what he's going to be. So there's a character in the comics from the 90s. His name was Thunderstrike. And he was basically this Joe Schmo New Yorker that somehow ended up with the powers of Thor. And I have a theory that because Thor is off in space doing his own thing now,
Also, I don't think they're going to get Thor to do the TV.
They're not going to. No, they're definitely not. I believe, if I had to take a guess, Loki's going to go, okay, I am bored and I want to prove that I am better than Thor, because people still look at me and go, hey, remember that time Thor beat you up a whole bunch? What if I give this idiot Thor's powers, or a version of Thor's powers, and then just completely clean his clock? Who are they going to get? And Thunderstrike was kind of a dunce. He was kind of a doofus. Owen Wilson excels when he is playing stupid characters. And he looks kind of, sort of like off-brand, off-model, dollar store Chris Hemsworth a little bit. So what if Loki says, hey, guess what? You're actually Thor, you New York idiot.
Sounds plausible.
Yeah, that's kind of my guess. I'm calling my shot here. It's probably wrong, but that's my guess. But yeah, I'm excited for those three. They look good.
For Falcon and Winter Soldier, they just kind of showed Falcon throwing the shield around.
I hope the way that they cut that, I really hope he totally whiffs hitting the tree when he threw that.
Yeah, I hope that's a subplot where it's just like, I just can't throw that thing good.
Yeah.
I just can't figure it out.
Okay, let's talk about Mulan.
Man, that was cool.
Yeah, right?
We weren't even sure it was Mulan for the first minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the first live-action Disney film that I'm legitimately excited to see.
There's, like, some wire foo stuff going on, and a lady turns into a bird. Owl.
Yeah, they're modifying the story enough to make it a different thing, and I'm in.
Yeah, this might be the first Disney live-action movie that's legitimately, like, real good.
Yeah. It looked like Donnie Yen might be playing Li Shang, which is awesome. Donnie Yen was in...
And not Donny Osmond.
Yeah, right. trading up on Donnie's, I would say. But yeah, Donnie Yen, for folks who don't know, they would probably see him in Rogue One. He was the monk... The blind monk from that, and he's done. I mean, he was in The Raid. He's done a bunch of things.
He was one of the coolest characters in Rogue One, to be completely honest.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Quiet Place 2.
I never saw the first one. I've heard good things.
This trailer doesn't seem particularly quiet, which I thought was kind of the point of A Quiet Place.
They were in a place. How ballsy would that have been if they did a commercial in the Super Bowl that had no sound?
That would have been impressive.
Yeah, why didn't they do that?
I would have been in for that. Yeah, that would have been great. Top Gun Maverick just flying in planes.
Yeah, I was just immediately bored.
Yeah.
And yeah. I've never seen Top Gun, so I have no investment
I've seen Top Gun once. Now, granted, it was about 15 years ago, so I did not appreciate it probably as much as a lot of people would have. I didn't really care,
It's definitely a future. No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we do need to get back to doing those, by the way.
I'd write it on the board, but I feel like if I write it down, it's not going to happen.
It definitely won't happen. Yeah, that seems to be the way it goes.
Right now, it says that we're going to do Unbreakable.
Because Glass?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Because Glass was in theaters?
Yeah.
It's been on DVD for like a year now.
And apparently it wasn't that good anyway.
Right, yeah. The new James Bond, No Time to Die, looks great.
It looked like a James Bond trailer.
It looks, yeah, yeah.
Guns came out of a car. I'm here for that.
Yeah. Oh, talking about cars.
Did you
just say cars?
I did just say cars. And there was a trailer that featured a lot of them.
Yes.
And they were moving very fast and furiously.
But do you know what else was in that trailer?
Family?
Family.
It's about family.
The movie's really about family. F9, the Fast Saga. Oh, guys, am I excited for a Fast and the Furious movie?
It sure seemed like you were.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of them.
I've seen about 20 minutes of Tokyo Drift and it was terrible.
The first couple are rough. I've seen the first one. I tried watching the second one and the third one. Those first couple are just racing movies. It's just racing. But as they get further and further into the series, it becomes more and more like spy action weirdness.
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
You started saying, should we?
Oh, should we have like a marathon?
Should we
marathon all the Fast movies?
No, I haven't seen that. 12 hours, fast 9 Fast and the Furious movies, plus 1 Hobbs and or Shaw.
If if only there was some way we could live stream it.
Oh, I wish.
I mean, I guess we could live stream us watching it without showing the movie.
We could do that. Yeah. That's put a pin in that thought. That might be, yeah. But this
it'd be a good charity stream to do.
Yeah, that would be great. But no, Fast 9, John Cena's in it, and he's not doing a great job because you can see him.
I didn't see him.
You didn't see him? And someone had to make that joke. Yeah. But yeah, it looks kind of stupid.
Kind of.
Yeah, it looks really stupid. But
a car swings on a rope across a canyon.
Yeah, that's
like Tarzan Tarzan.
Yeah, that is a thing that happens. And also a plane catches a car in midair.
Yeah.
That did also happen.
How are they going to top this dumb crap?
Aliens.
Because they got to make it. Magic. The aliens are in the next one.
Aliens and magic.
Magic. Well, yeah, the next one they have to race a wizard up Wizard Mountain.
Listen, Hobbs and Shaw had a cyborg man in it, so that's not a joke. Idris Elba was a cyborg man, was a Cyberman's in that movie.
Vin Diesel, we have to get to the top of Wizard Mountain before Merlin does.
Before Merlin does, or he's going to release the technovirus.
Yeah. And it's just like a man in like a blue and yellow like an stars like wizard costume.
Oh yeah, like Yin Sid from.
And he's driving like a GTO or something.
Oh, there was a rocket car in this trailer.
Yeah, that's
how could
true.
You how I could you say the movie is stupid car. With a rocket car? It's great because even the characters in the movie go, "This is stupid. This rocket car, this right here is dumb."
But we're doing it anyway.
But we're doing it anyway.
There's got to be a good joke in a title for a Fast and the Furious movie with a wizard in it. But I can't get there.
All right. So, hey, last couple of trailers, there was a Sonic the Hedgehog one that looks fine. I mean, it comes out next week.
Oh, my God. It's that close.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I got my tickets.
Do you?
I do.
You maniac.
Valentine's Day. That's right. That is what Jordan and I are doing. Oh, we got to go fast to that Valentine's Day date. Thanks, darling. You're listening. Thank you. There's a trailer for Wonder Woman, 88?
Kind of. I mean,
it was more Tide commercial than anything.
Yeah,
but
there wasn't anything like new footage except for the second where Gal Gadot's like, "Why are you here, Charlie Day?"
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, I gotta wash my shirt." That was it. That was the trailer.
Yeah.
And last but not least was the Invisible Man trailer. Oh, I guess SpongeBob,
we forgot
too.
About SpongeBob.
Well, let's talk about SpongeBob. It looks fine.
Yeah, it's CG now, so mm-hmm. It's not 2D animation, but it has a... It still looks like SpongeBob.
It almost looks like really smooth stop-motion clay animation,
yeah,
which is interesting.
It's a cool look. It looks mm-hmm. better than the CG stuff that was in the last movie.
Yeah.
That was only like the last 10 minutes of the
mm-hmm.
movie.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it looks fine. Looks fun. I mean, it's kind of amazing that SpongeBob continues to go.
And it's still pretty funny.
It's still fine. Yeah. I mean,
I haven't watched it in a while.
But... Yeah.
Yeah. When it first came out, I had a knee-jerk reaction of like, oh, SpongeBob, this kind of sucks. But after watching a bunch of them for work years ago, they're legitimately funny.
Yeah,
enjoyable.
It's some iconic stuff.
There's some good jokes. There's some good jokes. But last is the Invisible Man movie, which looks legitimately creepy and kind of scary.
Yeah, they took it in a different direction. It's like the Invisible Man is like stalking and gaslighting a woman, which is
mm-hmm.
terrifying.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
It's terrifying. Yeah.
It's a very interesting and
too real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a horrifying direction to put the... I mean, any other way you do the Invisible Man is kind of dumb.
Goofy.
And goofy. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's a pervert.
Yeah. I didn't even know this was a thing till today, too. I missed out on the Invisible Man.
Well, I remembered that he was originally going to be part of the Dark Universe.
Yeah.
He was going to be part of
that?
The... Yeah, do you remember Dark Universe? the film franchise of one?
It was just the mummy.
It was just the mummy. Although technically, if you wanted to call Dracula Unchained was the failed first Dracula Untold, there were two number one movies in the film franchise.
Two false starts,
and that's all you get. But the original Invisible Man for that was going to be Johnny Depp. And I don't know if they recast, if it's the same film, but they recast him because of the whole Amber Heard thing.
Let's not get into
that. I'm not going to. That's as far as it's going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bad thing that people, no, I'd rather not get into.
I don't even want to.
Anyway, this movie looks terrifying and good. And I don't know.
It's kind of weird to have gotten such a high dollar actor to play someone who's invisible.
True. So. All right. That's it. We made it through. We made it through all of the Super Bowl. I feel like we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I feel like we should play the Super Bowl shuffle again.
That's 5 more minutes of your life you can't get back. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap things up. You have been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much. You can find more of our stuff over at nerdoverload.com. You can also check us out on social medias, whether that be Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, or Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can call the Nerd Overload hotline and leave a message for us to maybe play on the show at 586-372-8020.
That's right. You can also find some of our back episodes over on various podcast catchers like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and more. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/nerdoverload now. If you like the show and you want to help support us, you can head over there and check out some different things. You can get the show a couple days early, which is pretty cool. And yeah, I'd like to thank David Pencil for the use of our intro and outro. You can find more of his stuff at davidpencil.com. So again, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.